This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Yes and yes and yes and no. A lot of things going on. I mean, it's just absolutely another banner news day. Let's not forget why you're here. You're here to listen to, well, all of you citizen journalists that are reporting to us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I do want to thank everybody for their reportage that you're dealing with here on Agenda 21 Radio. So anyway, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, so make sure you visit our website, 821r.com or agenda21radio.news. Either one, if you want to use those extra keystrokes, go right ahead. And also newcaliforniastate.com, a lot of big news coming up about New California and all the things that are happening out there. We are gaining momentum, and it's going to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. The reach out, all the things that are happening, or the outreach, the reach out. How are we going to do the reach out going on? All that stuff is starting to pay big dividends for us with New California State. So visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. And, you know, the great thing is to come to the Constitutional Convention, which is going to be held in, it's going to be in May 17th and 18th, and that's the big deal. So we are really, really happy and excited about that. We're going to have the angel parents there, the angel families. They're going to be giving some testimony and some other things dealing with elections and dealing with sheriffs. The big thing about sheriffs and law enforcement is going to be a big deal, and also elections. We're passing resolutions, and these resolutions are going to deal with a lot of major categories that have been dealing with the grievances. So we've got that whole thing going on. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Like I said, a lot of things happening. We're going to be reading grievance number 63. We haven't done that. Grievance number 63, and again, grievance number 64 is well on its way. You just can't stop these grievances. My God, they're ubiquitous. They're absolutely ubiquitous around the state, around the nation, and we're ever so happy about having them out there and about, and everybody's, you know, going, wow, you're saying all these great things about how we can change the face, if you will, of the state of California. And, well, create. The big thing is create, of course. New California. That is the big thing. So grievance number 64 is on its way. We're going to be saying that one next Tuesday, which is just really a few short days from now, actually. And make sure you check it out on what's going on all the different channels that we have. And Red State Talk Radio, for those of you who don't know, Red State Talk Radio, we have an affiliation now with the Epoch Times. And we're very, very proud about that. We're doing a lot of things with the Epoch Times, and we are absolutely elated about some of the stuff that's going on with the Epoch Times and Agenda 21 Radio, and also with the affiliations with Red State and us. So anyway, just thought I'd let you know about that. Okay, we're going to have a lot of town halls. I'll cover some of those actually on air with you so that you can get yourselves ready and ready to set go, if you will, about what's going on with the town halls that we're having in New California. And this is something that we just are being slammed with town halls and trainings that are going on with all the different cities and all that good stuff. But public notice Sacramento State, New California State, Sacramento County. Wow, who did this? This is awesome. Stand your ground. This is an awesome flyer. Anyway, I'll be posting this bad boy up. You bet. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Candace Owens. Great article, I have to say, that popped up. Today on the New California State website. It has to do with Ted Lieu. Ted Lieu, who most embarrassingly gets slammed badly. One of the most viewed video clips, was her response to Ted Lieu. Now, a little bit of research, and this we started doing this yesterday, and it didn't have to go very far on this one, so let's pick this whole thing up. Congressman Ted Lieu, he took over Henry Waxman's seat, much gerrymandered, of course, specifically for Ted Lieu, so that they could move the district boundaries of his representative's district that he's in. I think it's the 33rd. They gerrymandered everything so that his house in Torrance, California, would be included in the district. Shocking, right? So that's how he gets his start in Congress. Of course, before that, he had a rather flowery, assemblyman tour in the state legislature of California. Of course, it's California. He goes to California universities, goes to Stanford. Oh, and he's also closely aligned with the Jesuits, just like Jerry Brown, just like Gavin Newsom, that whole cadre of Jesuit folks, if you know what I mean. So that's Congressman Ted Lieu. Now, Ted Lieu really likes money. Just an aside. Now, I'm setting this whole thing up for the Candace Owen clip. And so you kind of understand how this whole thing plays out. Now, he has been involved with Ed Buck. The whole Ed Buck thing comes up. Ed Buck. Yeah, that's the guy that where two male black prostitutes' bodies were found in Ed Buck's home. I hate it when this happens. Buck is the West Hollywood money bundler associated with. Listen to this cavalcade of people that Ed Buck, hangs around with. Here we go. Eric Swalwell, running for president, huh? Eric, wow, where do you get your money bundled from? Jerry Brown, shocking. Kamala Harris, another shocker. Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff. Remember Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff. His House of Representative district abuts. Adjoins. No, that's another one. Don't want to say that. Well, it rubs up against Ed Buck's West Hollywood. Ah, yeah, and Hillary Clinton. And there's more. There's many more. But I want to throw those names out. High profile people that affiliate themselves with Congressman Ted Lieu. Right, Ed Buck. So here's the situation as it stands. Oh, and Ed Buck and Ted Lieu, they like dress up games. They like people who do dress up games. Just thought I'd share that one. And beads, maybe. That's Ted Lieu. Right. So yesterday day before yesterday, we're still on this because there's more to the story, obviously, about Ted Lieu. And we're going to get into the Ted Lieu thing because of his affiliations with Ed Buck. Ed Buck, who's not a real nice guy. Oh, by the way, the little story about Ed Buck. Ed Buck, he loves to watch black men get high on methamphetamine? Yeah, meth. And then do certain sexual things as they're coming onto the drugs. That's Ed Buck's way of having fun. Problem is, sometimes those people die.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so this is now going down. We're going to hear this again. This is a kind of an abbreviated version. We'll cut some minutes out of it. But you get the drift here. This is the D.C. Democratic Representative Smears Candace Owens, and this is her response. In the title of this video, I like what they've done here in this video. The title of the video is When Smears Fail. You talk about pie in the face of Mr. Lou. Break out the methamphetamine, Ed. You got an issue. Just saying, if you know what I mean. Just saying. This is about a 4.5 minute. Here we go. See if they play it right. Are they going to play it? Come on. I don't want to see this more videos business. That's not what I want. Let's see if they got it.
I think it's pretty apparent that Mr. Lou believes that people are stupid and will not pursue the full clip in its entirety. He purposely presented an extracted clip.
The witness will suspend for a moment. It is not proper to refer disparagingly to a member of the committee. The witness will not.
This is Nadler.
Witness may continue.
Sure, even though I was called despicable.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as stupid.
I didn't refer to him as stupid. That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all.
See, Nadler being
you didn't listen to what I said.
No, he's clueless. Nadler.
May I continue?
Wait, please.
As I said.
Of all the people that Republicans could have selected, they picked Candace Owens.
Listen to this.
I don't know Miss Owens. I'm not going to characterize her. I'm going to let her own words do the talking. So I'm going to play for you the first 30 seconds of a statement she made about Adolf Hitler.
I agree. I actually don't have any problems at all with the word nationalism. I think that it gets, the definition gets poisoned by elitists that actually want globalism. Globalism is what I don't want. So when you think about, whenever we say nationalism, the first thing people think about, at least in America, is Hitler. You know, he was a national socialist. But if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. Problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. He wanted to globalize. He wanted everybody to be German, everybody to be speaking German.
All right, so my first question is to Ms. Hershenhoff. Ms. Owen said, quote, if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. The problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. So when people try to legitimize Adolf Hitler, does that feed into white nationalist ideology?
He did not call on Candace Owens to clarify, by the way. No, he just went on and
thank you, and I yield
witnesses
back
to support him. Here we go. Watch this. Listen to this.
Gentleman from North Dakota, Mr. Armstrong.
Armstrong defers his time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would yield my time to Mr. Rushenthaler from Pennsylvania.
Rushenthaler defers
thank
his
you
time to
Ms. Owens.
Listen.
Ms. Owens, I'm sorry. We just started a recording. Would you like time to respond to that?
Yes, I think it's pretty apparent that Mr. Lou believes that black people are stupid and will not pursue the full clip in its entirety. He purposely presented an extracted
the witness,
clip.
The witness will suspend for a moment. It is not proper to refer disparagingly to a member of the committee. The witness will not do that again. Witness may continue.
Sure, even though I was called despicable.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as stupid.
I didn't refer to him as stupid. That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. You didn't listen to what I said.
Stupid Nadler. Stupid.
May I continue?
Please.
Stupid Nadler.
As I said, he is assuming that black people will not go pursue the full 2-hour clip. and he purposefully extracted, he cut off, and you didn't hear the question that was asked of me. He's trying to present as if I was launching a defense of Hitler in Germany, when in fact the question that was asked of me was pertaining to whether or not I believed that Hitler was a, whether or not I believed in nationalism and that nationalism was bad. And what I responded to was that I do not believe that we should be characterizing Hitler as a nationalist. He was a homicidal, psychopathic maniac that killed his own people. A nationalist would not kill their own people. That is exactly what I was referring to in the clip, and he purposely wanted to give you a cut up similar to what they do to Donald Trump to create a different narrative. That was unbelievably dishonest, and he did not allow me to respond to it, which is worrisome and should tell you a lot about where people are today in terms of trying to drum up narratives. By the way, I would like to also add that I work for Prager University, which is run by an Orthodox Jew. Not a single Democrat showed up to the embassy opening in Jerusalem. I sat on a plane for 18 hours to make sure that I was there. I'm deeply offended by the insinuation of revealing that clip without the question that was asked of me.
Thanks, Mrs. Owens, and I yield the remainder of my time.
And Lou just sitting there with his thumb, well, you know. He's furious at himself because he's a despicable liar. A stupid, despicable liar, Mr. Lou. But, you know, when you hang around with Ed Buck, here we go, buckaroos. Ted Lou, the buckaroo. Yeah. That's what they do. That's what they stoop to, is this kind of stuff. And those of us who have kind of had these kind of circumstances also, yeah, we have a lot of empathy for Candace. So Ted Lieu in the left. It's going to be kind of interesting when Mr. Buck is arrested for murder. And it'll happen. You see, here's part of the get-go with a person like Mr. Buck. He likes to see black men suffer with methamphetamine. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's kind of racist. I'm sorry. Ed Buck is a white man. Just no racism there, Mr. Lou, that you take money from a racist who likes to see white black men die from methamphetamine. He gets sexual gratification from it, Mr. Lou. I guess this sort of explains why Mr. Lou will stoop to any level of dishonesty. Mr. Lou joins the rest of those people that we talk about that hide under their desks in the deep, dark, dank bowels of the capitals, U.S. Capitol, California Capitol, with the other cockroaches that shimmer around in the dark. Because he's basically nothing more than a cockroach. And I mean that. To do something and to say something, to characterize something so vile, says a lot about Mr. Lou. And about his associations now, doesn't it? Hangs around with a murderer. Sexual deviant. And gets money from him. Now, when the second body was found, just to let you know, straight for the record, Ted Lieu decided, I am going to return all the money I got from Mr. Buck. Because, you know, after all, I cannot be a buckaroo with a two-time, well, body bagger. So I'm going to have to do something about that. I'm going to give my money back. So, yeah, he gives money back. After the second body was found in his house. With all kinds, by the way, in his house. In Mr. Buck's house, I mean, the circumstantial evidence is abounding. Syringes, methamphetamine, crystal meth, all over the place, abounding in the house. Yet Mr. Lieu likes the money. He didn't return the first batch of money before or after the first body was found. Oh, no, didn't do that. But with money that he got after the first body, shocking. I better return it. When a smear fails, We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
So, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, yeah. A beautiful day in the neighborhood, you know, with Ed Buck. let's forget about that guy. Let's forget about all those people, right? Anyway, we've got Julian Assange, Sudan's Bashir overthrown in military coup d'état. Deposition reveals late Senator. I'm sorry. I have to do this. Is this the one that I read before, or we did before? Updated on McCain's role in Spygate scandal. You know, the Spygate thing, the inside. You know, this is the plot to take down Trump. And McCain's role. So this was an article that we researched, spoke about, and did some work on. About John McCain. Been updated today. It was updated today. Not sure what was going on there. I think this is going to play out. Let's play this whole thing here. And this is from the Epoch Times. And I think we've heard this. We're gonna play this anyway to begin with, just to see how this all goes. Here we go.
In Spygate scandal, the story by Jeff Carlson. David Cramer, a longtime associate of the late Senator John McCain, revealed in an unsealed deposition that he had had contact with at least 14 members of the media regarding the Steele dossier, a collection of 17 memos containing unverified allegations against Donald Trump. Additionally, Cramer gave a full copy of the unverified dossier to Senior Director for Russian Affairs at the National Security Council, Celeste Wallander, Adam Kinzinger, and House Speaker Paul Ryan's Chief of Staff, Jonathan Birx. Cramer also provided a briefing in early December 2016 on the dossier to both Wallander and Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasian Affairs. Cramer also provided ongoing updates to Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson, former MI6 spy and dossier author Christopher Steele, and other members of the media regarding McCain's meeting with FBI Director James Comey. Steele had been hired by Simpson on behalf of the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee to produce the so-called Steele dossier on Donald Trump. Cramer, in his deposition, confirmed that he was BuzzFeed News' source for the dossier. BuzzFeed published the dossier online in January 2017, resulting in a defamation lawsuit. The Epoch Times covered the court case in a previous article. We will leave the link in the description below. McCain famously denied ever providing a copy of the dossier to BuzzFeed, telling the Daily Caller, "I gave it to no one except for the director of the FBI. I don't know why you're digging this up now." Cramer, who is an affiliated senior fellow at the McCain Institute, revealed in his deposition that he had been in contact with 14 journalists and producers about the dossier. These included staff from ABC News, BuzzFeed, CNN, The Guardian, McClatchy, Mother Jones, NPR, The Washington Post, and The Wall Street Journal. Cramer, who does not appear to have spoken with the New York Times, noted that both Simpson and Steele were speaking to the Times directly because they felt it required investigation by a serious news outlet, and they seem to have chosen the Times at that point. Cramer says he was initially approached about the Steele dossier in November of 2016 by Sir Andrew Wood, the former British ambassador to Russia, during a meeting at the Halifax International Security Forum in Canada.
Okay, so David Cramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, was the chief of staff for, or an affiliate associate of McCain. Now, let me read this to you again so you understand what his position was. David Cramer, a longtime associate of the late Senator John McCain, revealed in an unsealed deposition that he had contact with at least 14 members of the media regarding the Steele dossier, a collection of 17 memos containing unverified allegations against Donald Trump. These include people such as Celeste Wallander, Representative Adam Kinzinger, then House Speaker Paul Ryan's Chief of Staff, Jonathan Birx. Cramer also provided a briefing in early December to both Wallander and Victoria Nuland. She's the one basically that says the EU can F off. Remember that? In public she said that. Then Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs. So this is who, and then it goes on to this. This is very telling. Now this goes into Devin Nunes. Cramer, who is an affiliated senior fellow at the McCain Institute, revealed in his deposition that he had contact with 14 journalists and producers about the dossier. Now, mentioned at least one time by Nunes is, of course, this is terrible when this happens, the claim that McClatchy News, defamed him, Devin Nunes. Now, my question is, and there's got to be, is there a connect the dot is there a connected dot to Nunez and McCain? Now, not in any good way for McCain and his people, right? I'm talking about it for Nunez. That's is McCain somehow going to be mixed up with this McClatchy complaint by Nunez? Now, that is an interesting story. It's a very interesting story, if you think about it, right? So, what we have here is a failure to communicate. No, we're communicating just fine, thank you very much. Absolutely just fine. So, that's where the Devin Nunez thing comes in, right? Think about it. Think about it. This is all developing so nicely, isn't it? I think it is. I really think it is developing nicely. And I think that we're going to see some major things happen here. Major, major, major things happen in the near future on all this issue. On all this issue. Dealing with Devin Nunez, dealing with John McCain, dealing with all these people. Now, a lot of people say, "Oh, you can't make that stretch." What do you mean I can't make that stretch? What do you mean I can't make that happen? Are you kidding me? Look at what they've got going. Devin Nunez is suing numerous people and wants criminal indictments for false and malicious reporting and a whole bunch of other and federal crimes. And one of them being, at least that we know of, McClatchy. But then there's these other ones mentioned here that have ties to the dossier. Get it? ABC News, BuzzFeed, CNN, The Guardian, Mother Jones, NPR, The Washington Post, and The Wall Street Journal. Connect the dots. Here we go. John McCain.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And California goes tax wild, eyes levies on everything from water to tires. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour because that's the hour. We're going to talk about New California and Oroville Dam. And the water is rising at Oroville Dam. Some stories that we're going to talk about there and get that whole thing out there in the public. And I know, listen, I want to thank everybody for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Lots of listeners right now, and we really do appreciate it. We do. We appreciate your listenership on everything going wild in California, including taxes, including big taxes, actually. Yeah, a sign of the time, a big sign of the time for California is that they're running out of other people's money. We've been talking about this now for quite some time. They are running out of other people's money. Don't you hate it when this happens? I do, and I'm sure they do, right? Taxes, taxes, taxes. California loves taxes. Yeah, California loves taxes. At least so they say. Well, I don't know about if they love taxes or not. Come on. Right? They love electric scooters. Do you like it? Okay. So anyway, this is a story that we're going to be covering in the next hour. By the way, we're going to be calling that one up. We're going to finish off, of course, with the national international business that's going on about all the stuff that's going to be happening. And just to let you know, Wiki freaks. Assange arrested in London. London, Stan. London. Iger, everyone stop the hate. Oh. Ocasio-Cortez targeted. Oh, see, now they run it. This is what I love about these guys, Ocasio-Cortez and Omar and these others. They spew hatred, and then when people get pissed at them and push back, they go, stop hating on me. Stop hating me. Just because I hate you, you can't hate me. I mean, talk about thin skin. You know, if you're out there preaching hate, Americans are going to push back. Americans are going to push back one way or another. And that's, of course, what's happening here. Now, a little interesting story about the hate business. Let's see. I'm looking at the... I'm being drawn away by shining objects right now, but I'll get into that in a second. This is a Julian Assange story. More things about it. USA charges with computer hacking, read indictment, video dragged out of embassy, transparency icon or enemy of state. Pam Anderson, UK, America's bitch. Okay, Snowden, America's bitch. Should I bite on America's bitch? All right, I will. Pam Anderson, UK is America's bitch, biatch. Where did biatch come from? That's a clean form. Pamela Anderson. Let's see, who is Pamela Anderson anyway? Pamela Anderson has lashed out at Ecuador, the UK, and the US following Julian Assange's arrest. The Baywatch star, who visited the WikiLeaks founder several times during his seven-year stay in the Ecuadorian London embassy, also called Trump a toxic coward. Now, why was she visiting a strapping man such as Julian Assange several times? Whose bitch is she? Is he? Are they? It says, anyway... So this is the Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
Baywatch.
Yeah.
How could you, Ecuador? Because he exposed you. How could you, UK? Of course you are America's bitch. And you need a diversion from your idiotic Brexit BS. Now, that's not the word here. She uses the real bull word. The Baywatch star, in support of Assange, tweeted on Thursday, shortly after the WikiLeaks co-founder was carried out of the Ecuadorian embassy, ending 7 years of political refuge. And the USA, the toxic coward of a president. He needs to rally his base. You are selfish and cruel. You have taken the entire world backwards, she added in a follow-up message. When we do Agenda 21 Radio, we don't expect a story like this. No. Talking about Pamela Anderson, America's UK is America's bitch. We just says Pamela. This is what she says. This is her tweet, man. This is getting good. So I don't like to do the scandal things, but every once in a while we'd like to dig into it. Okay, so this is what she said in a tweet. It says, please donate to no. It says, I am in shock. I couldn't hear clearly what he said. He looks very bad. How could you, Ecuador, because he exposed you? How could you, UK? Of course. You're America's bitch. Anyway. Anderson and Assange are believed to have become... Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right. Anderson and Assange are believed to have become very close after having been introduced several years ago by Vivian Westwood. The actress and activist is known to have visited Assange several times during his stay at the Ecuadorian embassy in Londonstan. We talk about everything, she told the Hollywood Reporter of their friendship in 2018. We talk about the Bible. We talk about what's happening with my kids, what's happening with his family. It's not just about politics, even though I do take a lot of notes, and it's so overwhelming the information he gives me. Well, is she the spy? Assange was arrested on Thursday after the Ecuadorian withdrew, blah, 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 where he's accused of so on. Okay, so that's it for that one. Okay, we diverted to the shining object. I hate it when this happens. But the other little object, we're going to see if we can get this in here. The other little object, Iger, everyone stop the hate. Ah, stop the hate. You know, Iger, Bob Iger calls for a rejection of hate in all forms. At Wiesenthal Center dinner, CEO says... No to POTUS bid. Oh, no POTUS for you. Bob Iger, Disney. We must demand more from our government officials, said Bob Iger. At the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Disney boss will be back.
2-1-1-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And anyway, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? I mean, really, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We got this. We got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm serious as a heart attack. Yeah. Anyway, so we got a bunch of big stories coming up here in the next hour about New California, about other things happening throughout the nation. We've got other states that are engaging in all kinds of activities. And it's just absolutely wonderful to see this sort of American effort being pulled together by those that have a disdain and despise socialism, because this is the big battle. This is the big battle, socialism. A lot of people haven't understood what's been going on in their country, and I'm really glad that the president pulled it up and said, it's socialism. Hello! Well, which is, of course, aligned with religionism and totalitarianism and communism, all those isms, and Nazism. A Nazism is a form of socialism. Remember that they were known as the National Socialist, right? Nazis, Adolf Hitler. And as many people say, that communism and National Socialism or Nazism is, they're two sides of the same coin. Get it? That, I mean, this whole thing about playing one against the other and Hegelian dialectic and all that stuff, it gets yourself in trouble. But it gets people to have advantage if they want to do stuff like that. It gets something. They figured that one out from a socialist standpoint. Anyway, gosh, so many things going on. And we have a full pool, as they say, with the Oroville Dam. Yeah, we're going to be coming back and talking about this and see if we can't get some updated figures for you. But just to kind of give you an idea about the dam full pool business, that right now, this is as of what time? Come on. What time would this be? Get a full. 7 o'clock from 10 o'clock Eastern. 858 feet, .63. 858. Getting close to 8. Remember, the dam, you can only go so high, 901 feet. And you're saying 40-some feet up near there. Yeah. is overtopping going to happen at the Oroville Dam? That's a question. It's a big question. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.